Center.
Our national anthem tonight from Murphy Center. Stay tuned for basketball. Middle Tennessee and FAU after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Bud Light salutes NFL fans and all their superstitions. Like the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. And the fans who sit next to the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. NFL fans do whatever it takes. It's only weird if it doesn't work. Bud Light, for all the fans and all they do. Here we go.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, this is Belinda Arender of F&M Mortgage. Purchasing a home can be one of the most thrilling experiences of a lifetime. Whether you're a first-time home buyer, moving up to a larger home, or refinancing your current home, you'll find F&M Mortgage is here to help you every step of the way. F&M Mortgage is located at 1639 Medical Center Parkway here in Murfreesboro. Call us today at 800-999-8999 or find us online at myfmbank.com.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 518-158.
Exmark Moores are the number one choice of landscape professionals because the pros, like all well-informed consumers, look for quality and value. So when Exmark offers special financing with nothing down, no payments until April, then no interest for 48 months, our customers are on that like, well, green on grass. So see Try Green Equipment, your Exmark dealer in Murfreesboro on Middle Tennessee Boulevard ASAP, because despite rumors, not everything from Exmark lasts forever.
Behind everything you're searching for is something you're actually looking for. When you search with the Real Yellow Pages, you get more than a contractor. You get a whole new curb appeal. It's not just getting directions to a dry cleaner with YP.com. It's rescuing an old favorite from the back of the closet. And it's more than finding a locksmith with YP.com on your mobile. It's getting to sleep in your own bed. Whatever it might be, there are more ways to search and more ways to find exactly what you're looking for with the Real Yellow Pages, YP.com, and YP.com on your mobile, only from AT&T.
Self-storage has never been so convenient. Thanks to Zippy Shell, providing self-storage and moving solutions right to your front door. We deliver, you pack it, we pick it up and store it. Our units are secure, convenient, and best of all, they're just as affordable as traditional ones. Zippy Shell. Call us today for a free estimate.
Call locally owned Zippy Shell today. 216-7879. That's 216-7879.
Hey, how you doing?
Ticket, please.
You gotta have a ticket to get in here?
Yep.
I don't have a ticket.
Gotta have a ticket.
Well, how much are tickets?
We're sold out.
So I can't get in?
Gotta have a ticket.
Well, I got this ticket.
What kind of ticket is that?
Tennessee Lottery Black. Could be worth $1 million.
You're in. With a top prize of $1 million, the new Tennessee Lottery Black Instant Game could just open some doors for you. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
It's MTSU Sports on WGNS.
Welcome back into Murphy Center, Middle Tennessee and FAU tonight. Time for your starting lineup brought to you by the Ascend Federal Credit Union. for the Raiders, Nico Hunter, Sean Jones, Bruce Massey, Marcos Knight, and Kerry Hammonds. Interesting starting lineup for the Raiders there this evening. For FAU, it's Jordan McCoy, Greg Gant, Pablo Bertoni, freshman Stephon Moody, and Kelvin Penn. So that's the way they line up tonight.
Yeah, when you look at our lineup, Chip, you see a 1-4 that can switch. I'm not sure that that's exactly what we'll do, but at a bare minimum, we'll switch 1, 2, and 3, obviously, to deal with a three-guard tandem coming from FAU.
With what FAU does offensively, do they try to send everything through Greg Gant at some point during each possession?
I mean, by and large, you're talking about one player that takes 33% of the team's shots. And then when you take and add Moody's stats on top of that, two players that shoot over 50% of their shots.
Is that an advantage defensively? At least you have an idea where the ball is going to be.
Well, I don't think there's any question about that. And something else that comes into play, due to the fact that they isolate their offense, they are much more turnover prone. They're last in the league in assists, they're last in the league in assist to turnovers, and last in the league in turnover margin. They have one player that has a positive assist to turnover ratio, so you know who to go get.
Yeah, exactly. So we're set to go. Kelvin Penn will jump against Sean Jones to start this game, a Sun Belt matchup here in Murfreesboro. Ball in the air, controlled by FAU. They get it in the hands of Greg Gant, who is running a whole lot of point this year. You didn't see him in that position very often at all last year. Back to Penn, they hand it off to Bertoni. Bertoni down the lane, left-handed shot off the glass is no good. Rebound slapped out of bounds. Last touch by FAU and Jordan McCoy. Raiders with their first trip now on offense.
Yeah, to say that Gant is running point is to say that Florida Atlantic really does not have a point guard. They play guard by committee.
So for the Raiders, it's Hunter, Jones, Massey, Knight, and Hammonds. Massey hands it off to Marcos out on top. Man-to-man defense by FAU. Hammonds, right side, over to Massey. Massey back to Nico Hunter between the circles, left side Knight. They lob inside for Sean Jones. Bertoni breaks it up, but it's tipped out to Marcos Knight. His three is no good. Rebound by McCoy, out to Bertoni, and here comes FAU. Bertoni into front court. Raiders are man-to-man as well. We play just about a minute, and there's no score. Bounce feed out to Kelvin Penn. Penn dribbles it, hands it off. There's Gant. Gant guarded by Hammonds. He's got that assignment early. Now they work it over to Stephon Moody. They switch. Moody now top of the key. Tried to jump pass inside. Raiders tip it away. Massey back to Hammonds all the way in. Layup good, carry.
That's one of the things that we want to do is get in transition. Florida Atlantic not very good, not committed to transition defense.
Deflections could be a real key here tonight, forcing turnovers and allowing for easy baskets. Ball knocked away on the sideline, kicked by Hammonds, and it'll be FAU's ball in front of the Jack Nicholson seats. Jack Nicholson not sitting in any of those seats tonight, however.
Not tonight.
Here's Bertoni on the right side, works it out to Greg Gant on the wing. Gant on top, there's Moody. Moody, the freshman, tries to drive in, stops, shoots a three. Moody off the back rim, no good. Rebound picked up off the floor by Massey to Marcos. Left side, Hammonds, quick trigger, three in and out. No good, tapped off the glass, picked away by FAU. Jordan McCoy comes out with it. He is a senior from Orlando and has been on Mike Jarvis's ball club for the last 4 years. Pablo Bertoni, left side. Guarded heavily over there by Carey. Bertoni into the corner to Greg Gant. Gant drives into the lane, had the ball stripped away. Nice job by Marcos Knight. He clears it back out to Bruce Massey. Massey lets the offense set up. Here's Hammond's right side. Lob in to Sean Jones, had it tipped away, and a foul on Kelvin Penn. His first, team's first. They're trying to deny that lob pass by fronting the post.
Yes, they are. They're going to front the post, which means the high, low, and the diagonal will be there all night long as our post will seal and hold.
Massey to inbound. It comes to Sean Jones, back to Nico Hunter. Left elbow to Marcos Knight. Knight whips underneath, back door. Sean Jones for the stuff. Hello! Hialeah, Florida.
Flex cut there from John Jones. A great screen by Bruce Massey. Marcos Knight with a steal.
Here he goes, all the way in. He'll lay it in. Marcos Knight with his first two.
There's the turnover prone that we talk about with Florida Atlantic. They don't value the basketball. We're taking advantage of it already.
Florida Atlantic has not scored here in the first 2:55. Now they work it under to Gant, splits the defense, and lays it in.
Basic little UCLA cut that you'll see when Gant runs the point.
6-2. Here's Massey to Hunter. Right side, Marcos Knight at the hash mark. Now Hammonds, top of the key. Bounces it toward the inside. Ball knocked away by Penn. Here comes FAU. Gant on the run. All the way in. That'll be a blocking foul on Kerry Hammonds. Couldn't get set before Gant made his move.
Yeah, it was a poor pass by Kerry on the offensive end and complicated it by fouling on the defensive end. Jeff, you want to talk about a stat. Coming into this game, Greg Gant has taken 278 shots and has 22 assists. He's not giving that ball up.
No, if it gets in his hands, it's going to stay there.
Absolutely.
Gant with an unorthodox lineup at the free throw line. Hits the first one, though. He's standing in there at about a 70-degree angle.
Well, he's shooting 85%, now a little bit less, but must work for him.
Hits the first, missed the second. Three-point Blue Raider lead. Here's Marcos Knight in the front court to Massey. Now Hammonds, left side to Marcos. Knight on the dribble to the top of the key. Works right. There's Hammonds in the corner to Massey. Massey had the baseline, didn't take it. Now he does. Drives in, whips it back out. Nico Hunter, three ball straight away, short. Rebound Massey on the offensive glass. Teardrop inside, no good. Rebound picked up by the Raiders, but then knocked away. Sean Jones came down hard on the offensive rebound, but up and running. Here's Gant in the backcourt. He passes it over to Bertone. Back to Gant on top. Gant to Bertone in front of the Raider bench. 6-3 score. Blue Raiders lead by three. Bertone on the dribble, now looks back outside, falls down nearly, gets it to Gant, tried to trade pivot, Pete, but he couldn't. Here's Gant down the lane, runs into a player, no foul call. Gant gets it back, shoots from 10 and scores. Knocked him down. Guess that had no effect on the play.
Well, it definitely did have an effect. It was certainly a charge. Lee Castle raised his hand to call the charge and then did not blow the whistle.
Raiders scored the first six. They've scored the next five. Now Nico Hunter gets a high-low pass from Knight, and Nico Hunter gets his first two, and it's 8-5. Three-point lead for the Blue Raiders.
Chip, with our size advantage inside, if they're going to keep fronting the post, we're going to have that pass available to us all night long.
And you need to make it with pinpoint accuracy, and it'll make for an easy basket. Here's Bertone, left side, guarded by Marcos Knight. Off the curl, Moody drives down the lane. That's got, oh, a blocking call on Nico Hunter. Kermit Davis didn't agree, and I'll agree with Kermit.
I don't agree either.
14:59 left, and immediate timeout. 8-5, Middle Tennessee leads. Back after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Customers come to Kroger because they know they'll get the best quality and the best price.
I shop at Kroger because the prices are awesome.
It's no secret to Kroger customers. Just look for the yellow tags for savings in every aisle.
The yellow tags, they help and they make a difference.
You can find yellow tags everywhere.
At Kroger, you can find a good selection, but at a better price, and you can find just about anywhere else.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
Shopping here saves us tons of money.
What a state of generosity. Look what my agent got for me. Just by switching to State Farm. A few hundred unexpected bucks, I couldn't ask for more. But now I've got to figure out what I should use it for. A new bike would be radical, but maybe something practical, like a pet baboon with one robotic arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In Murfreesboro, call State Farm agents Mel Adams and Jeannie Ullman.
WGNS, AM-FM, online, Rutherford County's MTSU station.
Did he miss that? 8-5 your score, 14:59 left. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Better plans, better products, better benefits, and ultimately a better you. Get better with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee.
Middle Tennessee off to a 4-of-8 shooting start from the floor. aided by three Florida Atlantic turnovers. Let's hope that's the first three of many more to come.
Moody will be at the line after a controversial blocking call in the lane against Nico Hunter. Moody hits the first free throw. Stephon Moody, freshman from Kissimmee, Florida, Parade All-American, and is the first Parade All-American signee in the history of FAU. Got them both. Cuts it back to one at 8-7. And Tweedy Knight in for Bruce Massey. Also Ray Cintron in. Didn't play Saturday, but he's back in there tonight. Had that heel bruise. Here's Tweedy back out to Nico Hunter. Right side, Gallman. Gallman to Tweedy in the corner. Cintron lost it, picked it up. Ray on the dribble, works around a Sultan screen. I think the Raiders brought in four new players at that break. Gallman down the lane. Puts it up there. Shot blocked by Bertone, but right into the hands of Nico Hunter for a layup.
Right place, right time for Nico. Ill-advised attempt there from Gallman, but it ended up in Nico's hands. He finishes.
10-7, Middle Tennessee. Here's Bertone. Bertone at the left hash mark, guarded there by Cintron, an international matchup that it is. Here's Moody down the lane, shoots a right-hander from the free throw line and scores.
Well, Moody is as offensive conscious as Gant is. As we mentioned in the pregame, Gant takes about 18 shots a game. Moody takes 10, so he was happy to have the ball in his hands.
Yep, because he knew if it was in Gant's, he wasn't going to get it.
That's exactly right.
Tweedy Knight in the front court, over to James Gallman. Moody guards him to Cintron, right side over to Tweedy. Knight looks inside, now they send Hunter low. High-low pass coming from Sultan, and the pass too hard and over the head of Nico Hunter.
Yeah, that ball landed about probably 5 feet out of bounds.
Nico Hunter coming out of the lineup. Jock Rozier checking in. Rozier, a sophomore from Waynesboro, Georgia, missed six games with a broken hand. And Jock is actually playing without a pad on that hand tonight. Here's Bertone. Raiders guarding tightly. They work it out to Jordan McCoy. He clears it to Moody. Moody, top of the key, drives to the left. Little shake and bake action. Carried the basketball, and that turnover gives it over to the Raiders with 13-13 remaining in the first half.
Yeah, Ray in good position there on Moody, and he decided that he didn't have the space that he needed to create that shot, so just hooked the ball and took it about two steps further. Easy call.
Knight in the front court. That's Tweedy. Back to Cintron, top of the key. Stops at the left elbow. Gets it off now to JT Sultan. He traveled.
That's really frustrating. We ran a screen and pick and roll situation there, and Florida Atlantic, as they have been, switched it. When we went from guard back to post, we had an easy high-low. JT just had to throw a nice touch pass, drove it, and picked up the walk.
The last couple of possessions, JT has not had good luck with Coach Davis.
No. Well, two turnovers and two possessions is not good luck. It's not good basketball either.
10-9, middle by one. Here's Bertone into front court. Pablo works against Ray Cintron. In the corner, Gant fires a three and scores. And makes it a two, and Kermit Davis calls a quick timeout.
And you see how little space he needs to get that shot off. That guy can catch it and shoot it as quickly as anybody I've ever seen. Chip, we had a player here, Kim Cooksey, when I was coaching with Coach Stewart, that could do the same thing. And Gant, I mean, he needs no space whatsoever.
And interesting on his jump shot, which was about an 18-footer from where we were looking at it, he turns his body just like he does with his free throws and shoots at an angle.
Yeah, he's got basically his left shoulder going in, and just an incredible catch-and-shoot guy. He takes about seven threes a game, makes about three a game, and, you know, you're not fifth in the NCAA in scoring for nothing.
Middle Tennessee scored the first 6 points of the game, but FAU has been on an 11-4 run since then to take a one-point lead.
Well, what's sort of complicated issues for us is we've come up empty on the offensive end, and once again, we've got to be patient and continue to attack inside. That's where our advantages are.
James Gallman loses it in the backcourt, unforced error. That's just a lack of concentration.
Yeah, it's a sloppy basketball.
Here's Moody in backcourt. Coach Kermit Davis fit to be tied over there after three straight turnovers on three possessions. There's a near steal by Centrone, but Bertone comes up with it, drug his pivot foot. No call. Bertone with it. They whip it baseline to Gant, knocked out of bounds by Tweedy Knight. And Tweedy on him tight defensively,
as you would expect.
They get it into Moody. 12:15 to go first half. 11-10 FAU. Left side, there's Gant. Gant to Bertone. Tried to get it to Bertone. Pass denied. Right side, Moody. Moody on the wing. Works out against the hedge from Sultan. Now Moody drives. Tries to chase him down the lane. Fall away. 17-footer is good at the shot clock buzzer.
Yeah, nice little step back move there by Moody. Drove to his left. Lunged back to his left foot and knocked down that shot. That's hard to defend.
They've scored six in a row to take a three-point lead. Raiders nearly turned it over again. Here's Gallman, top of the key, right side to Tweedy Knight. Knight on the dribble out on top. Right side to Centrone, now Rozier. Left side, Tweedy. Knight back to Gallman. Now to Sultan on top. Right side, Tweedy Knight. 11:20 to go. Five on the shot clock. Tweedy drives all the way under, gets it to Sultan, kicks it away. Rozier's shot no good. Raiders turn it over. Shot was blocked, and it was going to be a shot clock violation. And FAU comes into front court, and a platoon comes off the bench. Five new players coming in at the next dead ball.
And that's almost exactly what I expected to take place. We just had a lineup out there that was not getting it done offensively.
Moody turns and shoots a three and got another one. And Kermit Davis calls another timeout.
That group out of sync on both the offensive and the defensive end. You just cannot give Florida Atlantic that type of space. They will take and make those shots.
Kermit calling his second time out there, and Moody now with 9 points in the first 9 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a lack of concentration. You know, we're one of the best I've ever seen at taking the scout into the game, and at this point, this has not been good in that category.
Not at all. I want to send a shout-out to Big Kerm and Nancy Davis down in Tupelo, Mississippi, and understand the flu bug has hit northern Mississippi. I want to wish them the best.
Well, that's the toughest two there are out there. If the flu can get them, it can get anybody, but they'll bounce back strong just like always.
Absolutely. I want to remind you the email box is open tonight, radio@GoBlueRaiders.com. That's radio@GoBlueRaiders.com. Hammonds, Sean Jones, Nico Hunter, Massey, and Marcos Knight, all back in there. Wholesale changes for the Raiders. Massey between the circles, works left. Massey back out now to Sean Jones, right side to Marcos Knight. Marcos in the corner to Hammonds. They lob underneath Nico Hunter, turn, five-footer, scores. That breaks the drought of nine in a row by FAU.
And where did the ball go? Inside. That's where we've got to go.
16-12, four-point lead for FAU. Bertone on top. Right side, there's Moody to Gant. Gant toward the corner, guarded by Marcos Knight. Gant fakes left, goes right, drives in, shot up and in. Nice move and a head fake there. Got himself a half a step on Marcos and went to the glass.
Yeah, oddly enough, Gant rarely goes to his right, and most of the time when he does, it's to create a seam so he can go back left. That's a heck of a finish there. Florida Atlantic dropping back in a 1-2-2 zone.
In the lane, Nico Hunter, turnaround, seven-footer is good. Nico Hunter trying to keep pace for the Raiders as he now has 8 points here early and pulls the Raiders back within four. FAU has scored 18. Gant has 9. Moody has 9.
Yeah, oddly enough, we're having a difficult time shutting down their offense right now. That's unusual for us to see.
Raiders deny the pass, knock it away. Bertone comes up with it, but they say Marcos Knight was out of bounds when he touched the ball as he tried to save it. There's a media timeout with 9:24 to go. Your score, FAU 18, Middle Tennessee 14. Back after this. From Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your go account at one of Ascend's three Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information.
Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
There's never been a better time to buy a quality late model, low mileage vehicle than right now. City Auto makes value and selection our top priority, offering a huge selection of Carfax One Owner cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Every vehicle is thoroughly inspected and city certified or still under manufacturer's warranty. We'll be making deals all day, so stop by our showroom at 1023 Bridge Avenue or check out our huge selection of city certified pre-owned vehicles online at cityauto.com. There's never been a better time to buy a quality late model, low mileage vehicle than right now. City Auto. Shop where the dealers shop.
WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
Well, don't forget, you can read all about tonight's game in the Daily News Journal. Hopefully it's a happy story when this thing is over with. It has not been pretty early for the Blue Raiders. Rutherford County's first source for news, sports, and much more. Visit dnj.com tonight. Monty Hale Jr. wanted to let everybody know he was working the desk tonight and would be listening to us. Lob pass comes in, tipped away by Massey. Tips it into front court. He's got an easy layup.
That'll help your defensive numbers and your offensive numbers.
Bruce Massey with the layup, 18-16. Middle cuts it to two.
Turnovers is about the only thing FAU's done wrong, Chip. Right now, 7 of 9 from the floor, 78%.
Gant, a three, forced it, blocked. Rebound pulled away by Sakelja, who just came in during the timeout. Back to Bertoni. Bertoni on the dribble. Tries to work left. Long three by Moody. Missed it, and a foul on Marcos Knight on the three. And Moody's going to go to the line and shoot three free throws. And, folks, this is a true freshman. He's not afraid.
Well, he comes in with credentials. When you say parade All-American, you don't get there by being a guy that can't play the game.
And he has been watching Greg Gant's free throw stance and does the exact same thing. And he's the first player to 10 in this game, and it comes only 9 minutes and 14, or make that 11 minutes and 14 seconds in. Moody hits the second. He's got 11.
Well, we talked about Gant's free throw shooting, 85%. Moody at 82. I guess he saw Gant and said, well, if it works for you, it'll work for me.
At 22 at Elon this year, scored the final 5 points of that game. Third free throw, got them all. So he missed the three, had it blocked, but recovers on the foul line. He's got a dozen, and it's 21-16. Raiders in the front court, down five. That's the biggest lead of the night. Nope, six is the biggest lead. Here's Knight with a three. Tip no good. And the rebound by Sakelja. Back to Moody. Moody works into front court, shakes and goes to the right. Moody, crossover. Massey keeps him in front. Now Moody gets it to Gant, right side. Working against Marcos Knight. Turns around, fires, no good, and Knight with a second foul.
Yeah, Moody is going to, or Gant is going to go to his right shoulder when he couldn't get there because of Marco Knight's excellent defense. He turned around and shot fake, got Marco up a little bit, and then jumped into him, and they called the foul on Marcos.
Yeah, Gant.
It still goes back to an issue to me. Who initiates the contact? Marcos Knight
did not.
Went straight up. Gant jumps right into it.
Missed the second free throw. Gant, he's got, well, the Raiders have it in front court. It is 22-16, 6-point lead for FAU. There's a 3-point basket by Bruce Massey. Out of the corner, and the Raiders needed that.
Yeah, his second three of the year. Bruce shooting 8% on that three-point shot.
100% on that one.
Yes, sir.
Raiders have now hit a three in 518 consecutive games. There's a pickpocket, and that was Massey. Could not stay in bounds with it, though. And that's a media timeout with 7:44 to go. Kermit Davis halfway out on the floor. And the Raiders trail by three. Timeout. Back after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Bud Light salutes NFL fans and all their superstitions. Like the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. And the fans who sit next to the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. NFL fans do whatever it takes. It's only weird if it doesn't work. Bud Light, for all the fans and all they do, here we go.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. What's that about?
Oh, the TOA cheer.
TOA?
You know, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance.
Why are they cheering for them?
Well, they take care of more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone, treating joints, bones, muscles.
So if one of these players needs help, they should call TOA?
Yeah, or they can just yell, because there's likely a TOA physician already courtside. They love basketball.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, official team physician of Blue Raiders Athletics. Visit TOA.com today.
The home of the Blue Raiders, WGNS, AM-FM, online.
Blue Raider basketball brought to you in part by Sam's All-American Sports Grill, located in Stones River Mall in Murfreesboro, Hillsboro Village in Nashville, and in Hendersonville. Sam's features $5.99 lunch specials each weekday and $2.99 late-night sandies. Secure your crave after the game. Join us Monday night for Kermit Davis Live and Rick Insel Live beginning at 6 p.m. at Sam's in Murfreesboro. 7:44 to go, and Marcos Knight, after a controversial foul call, out of the game. And again, as FAU leads by three, they work it left and get it to McCoy. Back to Cavan Baker. Baker guarded there by Centrone. They work it to Gant. Gant looks to work it inside, spins off the glass and scores. Greg Gant getting it done. He's got 12 now.
Just a scorer's mentality. That guy can score in bunches and can score in multiple ways.
He's got a dozen in the first 13 minutes. Here's Hammonds on top to Nico Hunter, right side Ray Centrone. Here's Hammonds from the free throw line. Shot rattles, no good. Rebound picked up off the floor by Bruce Massey. Goes back in, left-hander, up and in.
That's a nice play by Bruce Massey, who, oddly enough, is the Blue Raiders' third leading rebounder. Johnny on the spot there.
24-21. Middle having to play without Marcos Knight, who has picked up two fouls. Left side, and Baker with the ball. Back out now to Moody. 15 seconds to go. Moody drives in, fake, shoots over Centrone. Shot no good. Rebound pulled away by Sean Jones. Out to Massey. Raiders down three in the corner. Centrone pulls the trigger. Rattles out of there. Raiders get the long rebound out to Hammonds. Now to Ray Centrone. Centrone. Left side to Hammonds. Now Nico Hunter. Right side Centrone. Lob inside Sean Jones. Looks to go up. Foul called on the floor.
Excellent pass by Ray. Florida Atlantic again fronting in the post, and when Middle Tennessee setting the staggers on the weak side, there is no help side there. Ray with a nice pass over the top. Sean with the bobble, but came up with it to get fouled.
Jordan McCoy with the foul, his first and only the second team foul in 14 minutes on Florida Atlantic.
Yeah, this is our first free throw of the night.
Sean Jones at the line. Free throw up and rattles out. Jones, a better free throw shooter this year than he was a year ago at 57%, but could have used it there.
You know what's hard to believe? When you watch him hit that short corner face-up shot, free throw line, he makes that jump shot, but he doesn't make the free throw.
FAU goes small. They bring Bertoni back in. Sekelja goes out. And Sean Jones hits the second free throw. He's got 3 points now, 24-22. Middle within two, 6 minutes to go in the half. Raiders go with their 1-3-1. Here's Bertoni, gets it into front court. Now the Raiders jump back man-to-man. Bertoni, high post, works it out there, gets it to Penn. He's guarded by Sean Jones. Kelvin Penn hands it off down to Gant. Tens on the shot clock. Gant right side, and a foul called on Kelvin Penn for an illegal pick. Not sure that quite makes up for two fouls on Marcos Knight, but we'll take it to start.
Yeah, being wrong three times doesn't really help, but at least the call went against them on this one.
Third team foul on FAU. Your officials tonight are Jerry Heater, Lee Castle, and Chuck Jones. Middle walks it up. Here's Tweedy Knight in the front court. Hands it off now to Ray Cintrone. Cintrone with a pitch to Hammonds now. Hammonds top of the key. High post to Torrin Walker. Walker looks for a handoff. Finds Cintrone. Backs up. Gets a screen. Takes the shot. Couldn't get it to fall. Moody with the rebound. And here come the Owls. 5:15 to go in the half. They lead by two. A strange first half here at the Murphy Center. Gant back to Kelvin Penn. Now Bertone to Greg Gant. Gant fakes, drives in, kicks it back outside to Bertone. Bertone shuffled his feet, drives in, shoots, misses. Hammonds blocked it out of bounds. But did they not see him pity-pat with his feet?
We didn't get a whistle.
Bertone will trigger it under the FAU basket.
Yeah, he clearly does not enjoy putting the ball on the floor.
Bertone, long lob into Gant. 7 on the shot clock. Gant goes straight to the basket. Had his pocket picked by Hammonds. He clears it out now. Tweedy Knight all the way in. Layup good.
That's a nice pitch ahead by Carey after a good defensive play. We collected on the drive from Gant, got the turnover and the pitch ahead layup.
Raiders tie it up after a long period of time being down. Raiders double Bertone and work it out left side to McCoy. Back to Bertone, looks to drive. A little careless with the basketball is Bertone. Drives in, that'll be a charge on Bertone. Lowered his shoulder. And blew Cintrone halfway down the lane.
Excellent footwork by Ray Cintrone. Obviously, the heel issues are behind him. And again, it was we've talked about so many times this year, Ray not only being a great offensive threat, but improving immensely on the defensive end.
Bertone, his first foul, fourth team foul, and just like that, they're all even up again, like magic.
Go figure.
Tie game, 24-all, 4:18 to go in the first half. Here's Cintrone out on top to Walker. Now to Tweedy Knight. Right side Hammonds, 17 feet away. Gets it stuck between the rim and the glass. And Hammonds, not necessarily in the flow there. He looked at it, hesitated, then shot it.
Yeah, Chip, that's what I call a second-guess shot. And I've never liked second-guess shots. If he takes that off the catch, I'm very comfortable with it. I don't like the turn down and then, oh, by the way, shot.
It was not in the flow. Lob comes in to Jones. Raiders got it back with a fresh 35. Knight in the lane. Hammonds, 10-foot finger roll up there, no good. Drew a foul. He'll go to the line. Middle got it, of course, on the alternate possession.
Let the ball, Jackson Trapp.
Jackson Trapp with the foul, his first, team's fifth. Media timeout with 3:56 remaining. All tied up, 24-all, Middle Tennessee and FAU. Back after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because five kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
There are many reasons why 96% of First Tennessee customers would recommend us. Lori's is customer service.
I absolutely love their customer service, their kindness, their genuineness, their skill. They answer all of my stupid financial questions and never let me feel like I'm the financial dummy.
And have you recommended us, Lori?
I've recommended First Tennessee Bank to everybody I know.
To learn more and get information on a special bonus, visit firsttennessee.com/areyou a 96?
The Blue Raiders on WGNS.
Back at Murphy Center, Middle Tennessee and FAU all tied in this Sun Belt Eastern Division matchup. Raiders will play them again on Groundhog Day, February 2nd, down in Boca Raton. Blue Raiders hoping this game goes their way, and when you need a big decision to go your way, contact McCarter Cashman and East Law Firm, located on the square in Murfreesboro, or at mcelaw.com.
Chip, the Blue Raiders have forced 8 Florida Atlantic turnovers and have turned that into 10 Middle Tennessee points. Again, Florida Atlantic, not a good assist-to-turnover team. We're taking advantage of that.
Hammonds hits both free throws, and Middle retakes the lead at 26-24. 3:53 to go. Jason Jones now in the game, along with Hammond, Cintrone, Walker, and Tweedy Knight. Here's Gant out on top between the circles. Gant looks left, goes right, now to Moody. Moody on the dribble, works toward the center of the floor. Now backs up. Moody, right side to Gant. 3.5 minutes to go. Gant back outside to Jackson Trapp. Trapp dribbles. 3 on the shot clock. Here comes Gant, forces up a shot. Raiders tipped it. Cintrone gets the rebound. Middle looks to run. Left side Hammond stops, pulls up on a long 3. No good. Offside rebound to Walker, to Jones, back to Cintrone, now to Tweedy. He'll drive on Moody. Back it up now to Jason Jones. Right side they work it out here. Cintrone down the lane, around a screen, cut off and stolen. Gant took the ball away from him.
Surprised Ray didn't take that shot. There was no hedge whatsoever on the ball screen. He had a wide open 3.
Gant, right side, over to Trapp, to Sekelja, who traveled. Sekelja works against Walker. Now Sekelja looks to go back door, not there. Here's Trapp to Moody, middle by 2. McCoy comes out to set a screen. Raiders switch now. J.J. is on Moody. 4 on the shot clock. Moody stops, goes right. There's a long desperation 3 up, no good, and you heard the shot clock in the background. Middle playing good defense there, forcing the turnover.
Yeah, really odd possession by Florida Atlantic. You would think with that shot clock winding down, you're
Moody
going to see one of two people take that shot, Gant being one, Moody being the other, and he gave it to the guy who can't create his shot,
Jackson,
that being
Trapp.
Exactly.
Jason Jones coming out. Nico Hunter back in. Jackson Trapp, by the way, his father played for the Buffalo Bills and was also a second-round draft pick by the New York Yankees.
You can tell he's a little bit of a gym rat because he can flat-out shoot it and from parts unknown.
Cintrone on top, gets around Gant. Down the lane, layup, good.
Excellent decision there by Ray. Gant not known for his defense, and Ray's shot fake blew right by him.
Middle Tennessee has scored 9 in a row now to retake a lead. They were down 6. And now up 4. There's a ball knocked away and over the head of Sekelja, who is from Croatia. Picked up by Walker to Gallman. Gallman to Walker, right side. Cintrone, now Tweedy Knight. Drives into the lane. Moody tries to cut him off. Back out to Hunter. Now right in front of the FAU bench to Cintrone. Lob back door to Nico Hunter. Ball knocked away, and Cintrone comes back up with it. Out to Tweedy. Left side to Gallman. 10 on the shot clock. Gallman down the lane, a blocking foul called on McCoy to bail out Middle Tennessee.
That was absolutely the right call. When Gallman got there, he sliced to his right side to avoid the charge, but really out of sync offense right now.
And we say that with Middle having scored 9 in a row.
Exactly.
But James Gallman, senior from Knox Fulton, has 131 career threes and hits the free throw there. Middle has scored 10 in a row to go back up by 5 after trailing by 5. Gallman has had 4 or 5 multiple 3 games this year, but only 1 since November 29. Hit them both, the free throws. It is 30-24. Middle up 6, which is their biggest lead. Moody on the dribble, goes to the baseline, cut off by Tweedy, fakes, misses a layup, and Torin Walker got the rebound.
That's a big-time rebound there.
Left side, here's Gallman, drives into the lane, got a good screen from Nico Hunter, missed the layup, Hunter offensive board, and a great stick back by the young man from Utah, Alabama.
Nice job there by Nico. when you saw McCoy try to get the shot blocked. That allowed Nico to slice in and get the offensive board.
Raiders trying to finish this first half strong, leading by 8, 32-24. Here's Gant. Gant backs out. They work it to Andre Madison, to Bertoni, now to Gant, left baseline. Fall away, 15-footer, no good. Tweedy Knight with the rebound. Kermit Davis wants one shot. Tweedy wanted to run. Guess who won that argument?
I would say Coach Davis.
And the Raiders holding it up. Shot clock turned off. Game clock at 14. Here's Knight. Right side, Centrone, top of the key. Hands it back to Gallman. Gallman to Hunter. Back to Gallman on a handoff. All the way in. Fakes. Shoots. Scores. And drew the foul.
That's the way to show it right there. James got around the corner, got underneath. Florida Atlantic, a team that loves to block shots, leads the conference. That time when he showed ball, they paratrooped. He got them.
So Gallman with the bucket and the foul on McCoy. Hit the free throw, so he made the natural three-point play, 35-24. Here's a desperation shot by Bertoni at the end of the half. And Middle Tennessee finishes the half on a 16-0 run to take the lead, 35-24.
Yeah, and you saw a combination of really getting it done and taking them out of sync on the defensive end and being much more opportunistic offensively.
At the half, your score, Middle Tennessee 35, Florida Atlantic 24. Back after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs, and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
Craig Culver of Culver's and Chocolate Lovers Convention guest speaker.
Craig, how do you make Culver's brownie batter concrete mixer so incredibly to die for?
Glad you asked. First, we take Culver's thick, creamy, made fresh frozen custard and add loads of rich, dark brownie batter and chewy, old-fashioned brownie pieces. Now, who'd like one? Easy. There's plenty of Culver's concrete mixers for everyone.
Guys, you wouldn't send someone else to a jewelry store to pick out a diamond for the woman you love. The only way to know the quality is to see the diamonds yourself. At Shane Company, our diamond buyers also have to see the diamonds firsthand. That's why they go to the diamond cutters in Antwerp, Tel Aviv, and Mumbai and handpick the diamonds with the most sparkle from within each grade. Because we buy so many diamonds, negotiate hard, and pay cash, we get the best prices. Most other jewelers buy their diamonds sight unseen from middlemen and are forced to pass those markups on to their customers. See what your money buys elsewhere, then come to Shane Company for a diamond that sparkles beautifully and a price that will amaze you.
Shane Company, direct diamond importers in Franklin, just west of I-65 at Cool Springs Boulevard. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at shaneco.com.
It's hot, and Lightning's Locker Room has the Blue Raider gear to keep you cool this summer, from dry fit hats and visors to moisture management tees for those humid days. It's hot, and you're going to need some cool Blue Raider gear from Lightning's Locker Room. Be sure to ask about the Lightning Buck Program, a $5 off coupon on a $25 purchase of regular priced items. Get yours today at Lightning's Locker Room off-campus location, 910 Richley Road, turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's.
Behind everything you're searching for is something you're actually looking for. When you flip through the Real Yellow Pages for a plumber, you're actually looking to reclaim your home from a renegade faucet. It's not just getting directions to a tailor with YP.com. It's looking your best for an interview. And it's more than finding a mechanic with YP.com on your mobile. It's getting your road trip back on track. Whatever it might be, there are more ways to search and more ways to find exactly what you're looking for with the Real Yellow Pages, YP.com, and YP.com on your mobile. Only from AT&T.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Welcome back into Murphy Center. Welcome into the MPMC Halftime Show brought to you by Middle Tennessee Medical Center. the official hospital system of the Blue Raiders, MTMC, a member of St. Thomas Health. And Middle Tennessee finishing the first half extremely strong, Kyle, with a 16-0 run. Raiders were down 24-19, down 5, and score the final 16 points of the first half to go up by 11.
Yeah, absolutely. At the 12-minute media timeout, which was 9:24, Florida Atlantic at that point was 7 out of 9 from the floor. From that point forward through halftime, they have gone 1 of 7. So we really ratcheted the defense up, and then offensively go 7 out of 14 from the floor as well.
They scored their 24th point with 7:26 remaining in the first half. So they did not score again for the rest of the halftime period or the first half period, and that's where we stand looking at some of the individual scoring in the first half for the Blue Raiders. Nico Hunter gave the Raiders a really good lift with 10 points, 7 for Bruce Massey, including his second 3 of the season. For FAU, a dozen each for Greg Gant and Stephon Moody. And that's all we need to tell you about their scoring. They've divided it 50-50 between those two players.
Not totally uncommon, actually.
We'll tell you give you the team stats in a few moments, but I tell you, the Raiders in the first half were about as bad as they could be for a while and then finished about as good as they could.
I think you're actually right. Defensively, we were really struggling early on, just couldn't really get a grasp on what they were doing and how to execute it. Coach Davis, as he customarily does, takes those timeouts after bad defensive executions and absolutely shut it down from that point forward.
He certainly did. 35-24, our score at the half. Back with more on the MTMC Halftime Show after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
We do all of our on-site repairs at all three of our locations versus you mailing your phone off and being without it. This is Melanie Davenport with Sprint by Cellular Concepts. We want to keep you talking and keep you happy. We do on-site phone repairs. We give you loaner phones if necessary to keep you going while we get the phone swapped out or help you with insurance claims. So it's kind of nice to have an on-site repair center. Call us at 893-CELL-2355. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
What's that about?
Oh, the TOA cheer.
TOA?
You know, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance.
Why are they cheering for them?
Well, they take care of more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone, treating joints, bones, muscles.
So if one of these players needs help, they should call TOA?
Yeah, or they can just yell, because there's likely a TOA physician already courtside. They love basketball.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, official team physician of Blue Raiders Athletics. Visit TOA.com today.
Each month, the Pepsi Refresh Project awards up to $1.3 million in refresh grants. Anyone can submit, anyone can vote. Your choice makes a difference. Which means that every time you drink a Pepsi, you do more than refresh yourself. You refresh the world. So the next time you're standing in front of a soda machine debating between this cola and that cola, choose the cola that hooked up music students in Spokane with a new set of instruments. When you're reaching into a cooler full of ice at your buddy's barbecue, choose the soda that gave every graduating senior at Nottoway Valley High a scholarship. If you're feeling indecisive in the soda aisle, choose Pepsi, and you might be helping an apparel company make a t-shirt that can change the world. Go to refresheverything.com and find out how your choice can make a difference. The Pepsi Refresh Project. Every Pepsi refreshes the world.
Well, I'm ready for the game. How do I look? Like a Blue Raider football fan?
You can't show up at the stadium without your game day gear. Where's your Blue Raider hoodie, hat, foam finger?
Well, where can I get all that? The game's starting soon.
The Phillips Bookstore has the best and biggest selection of Blue Raider apparel, gifts, gear, and more.
When you think Blue Raider football, think the Phillips Bookstore, located at the Student Union Building. Shop online at www.mtsu.bkstr.com.
Bud Light salutes NFL fans and all their superstitions. Like the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. And the fans who sit next to the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. NFL fans do whatever it takes It's only weird if it doesn't work. Bud Light, for all the fans and all they do, here we go.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's MTSU Sports on WGNS.
Welcome back into the MTMC Halftime Show. Chip Walters along with Kyle Turnham. And Middle Tennessee leading at the half, 35-24. And Kyle, good chance to just kind of take a look at the standings in the league right now to see where everybody is. And in the East, Middle Tennessee came in tonight, a half-game lead over Western. Raiders 4-1, Western 4-2, South Alabama dropped out of first place. FAU comes in at 3-2. They've beaten Arkansas State. FIU 2-3, and Troy 1-4. Not going to be an easy out on any night on the eastern side, for sure.
No, and you know what Coach Jarvis is telling his team right now. If we can win this game here tonight, look at what it does to things in the Sun Belt East.
Out west, Arkansas State has flexed their muscle over the last week after a terrible trip through Florida. They've now won four in a row in the league, including sweeping Middle and Western last weekend. Arkansas State with a 4-2 record, UALR at 3-3, Monroe at 2-3, and they've got a win recently at North Texas. Louisiana Lafayette 2-4, and the mysterious, not so mean Green of North Texas at 1-4.
Go figure. I mean, who would guess that after watching that team play? But you know, you look at Arkansas State's situation. Two impressive wins, both at home, though. That means they're going to have to get on the road to stay on top of the West.
I tell you, it certainly makes things exciting for us when Middle and Western are both good. We've got a big game coming up with them on the 26th. We want to sell out. We want everybody in this place wearing royal blue for an ESPN2 national telecast.
Yeah, that needs to be an atmosphere just exactly like Minnesota was last year.
Absolutely. And, you know, FAU is really the first team, well, FIU did it earlier this year, but to make the Middle Western swing through the league, I would imagine if you look at around the league, you know, we talk about the Florida swing or the Arkansas swing, which they broke up for Middle this year, but the Middle Tennessee Western swing, you better have your big boy pants on when you make that swing this year.
You know, interestingly enough, that's a swing that you could play well in both games and still leave 0-2.
Raiders leading here 35-24. We'll be back with a look at your first half team stats and the second half beginning of Middle Tennessee and FAU. Raiders by 11 after this timeout. Back with second half action here on the Blue Raider Network.
At Creekside Assisted Living of Murfreesboro, we provide excellence in service while maintaining the dignity of our residents in a home-like atmosphere. Come see our new community, which includes bistros, salons, a library, and spacious activity areas. A kind, friendly, and well-trained staff can help residents with the daily activities of life. Locally owned by Blue Raider alumni Tim Keach and Kent Ayer. Find out more about Creekside Assisted Living, 895-3002, or online at www.creeksideassistedliving.com.
I love this store. They have such a selection.
The quality is excellent.
Customers are talking about all the ways there are to save at Kroger.
The people are helpful.
The fish is always at a good price. The chicken's at a good price.
The Kroger brand ice cream, it's a great price, but it's a good quality.
Fresh produce is always at the top of my list.
I can come and save on produce and go to the pharmacy and take care of my other needs and still save.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
It's an all-around good shopping experience.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because five kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
Hey, how you doing?
Ticket, please.
You gotta have a ticket to get in here?
Yep.
I don't have a ticket.
Gotta have a ticket.
Well, how much are tickets?
We're sold out.
So I can't get in.
Gotta have a ticket.
Well, I got this ticket.
What kind of ticket is that?
Tennessee Lottery Black. Could be worth $1 million.
You're in. With a top prize of $1 million, the new Tennessee Lottery Black Instant Game could just open some doors for you. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
The Chick-fil-A update. The BCC, the Bovine Communications Committee, has banned the use of the word beef on commercial airwaves. Cows call it the B word, ends in F, two E's in the middle. Phrases like where's the beef are now punishable with random electric cattle prodding. Should you ever say beef or crave beef, head to Chick-fil-A. Then think good thoughts and eat good things, like the original chicken sandwich, a tender, juicy breast of chicken placed on a hot buttered bun with two crucial pickles. I've got no with that. Chick-fil-A. We didn't invent the chicken, just the chicken sandwich.
There are many reasons why 96% of First Tennessee customers would recommend us. Karen's is mobile banking.
When I was in New York, I used my iPad to balance my checking accounts at First Tennessee.
And have you recommended us, Karen?
I would recommend First Tennessee to friends and family because they treat me well and I know they treat other people well.
To learn more and get information on a special bonus, visit firsttennessee.com/areyou a 96?
WGNS, AM, FM, online, Rutherford County's MTSU station.
Welcome back into Murphy Center. Time to find out who's heating things up with the Roscoe Brown Heating and Air halftime stats brought to you by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air. There are a few things in life you can depend on. Roscoe Brown is one of them.
Chip, one of the things that really impresses me is the way that we played on the defensive end. Florida Atlantic, 8 of 16, 50%. That doesn't sound so good, but it's great when you think about their start where they were 7 of 9. The important stat, they're 1 of 3 from three-point line. They average 6.6 a game, so to only have three attempts and only one make, we're locking down that three-point line. On the offensive end from middle, 14 of 26 from the floor for 54%, and we've not been very good from the three-point line either, only 1 of 7 for 14%.
In the paint, however, when we talk about the Serta Pro Painters points in the paint, the Raiders have dominated with a 22-2 lead there. And Middle's bench, the other place you expect to have a big number, Raider bench has outscored FAU 9-0.
In that other area that we talked about, points off turnovers led by Middle 16-7.
FAU has the ball to start the second half. Greg Gant gets it out to Jordan McCoy. Left side Moody fakes a shot, drives in, shoots from 14. Off the rim, no good. Rebound off of McCoy, should go to Middle, but they say it touched Kerry Hammond's last. Hammond's clearly knocked that ball off of Moody out of bounds. The Owls get it. It comes into Kelvin Penn, back out now to Gant. Right side Moody, guarded there by Hammond's. To Bertone, straight away three. Bertone, no good. Chased down by Hammond's. Long outlet pass goes to Massey, but tipped away by Moody.
Boy, we missed a golden opportunity there. Kerry just should have caught that and pitched ahead and put it on the floor and gave Moody a chance to catch up. Otherwise, Bruce Massey's gone for a wide-open layup.
35-24, Middle by 11. Hammond's a two from 19 feet. It's good.
Curled a little bit off the pin-down screens there and had his right foot on the line. It still counts.
Middle Tennessee leading now by 13. At 37-24, and it is an 18-0 run. Here's Bertone on the right side. Bertone on top to Greg Gant. Gant, left side to Moody, drives down the lane, shoots over Sean Jones. No, he won't. McCoy with the rebound. Jones blocked that shot. Out to Marcos Knight, who's fresh all the way in, missed the layup, but Gant gets the foul.
Marcos there with a little bit of a run out, and we got a pitch ahead. And when he looked up and saw that Greg Gant was back, there was no question that he was going to challenge him. It surprises me for a guy that plays 38 minutes a game that more people don't challenge him on the defensive end to try to get him in foul trouble.
18:49 left in the game, 37-24. Raiders on an 18-0 run right now, dating back into the first half. Make it 19 as Marcos Knight connects on the free throw.
Yeah, Marcos should be good and fresh. Only played 8 minutes in the first half due to foul trouble. That's not good news for Greg Gant.
Second toss, Marcos misses it, but Nico Hunter with the offensive rebound and a foul inside, I think, on McCoy. It is on Jordan McCoy. His third. Make that his fourth. Second team foul.
And that foul, due to the relentless effort of Nico Hunter, just went up and got it, sealed him underneath, and made that play force the foul.
Kerry Hammond's will trigger the play from the baseline. Raiders leading by 14. It comes in to Bruce Massey, who will back out. Now Massey between the circles. Looks to go left, but instead went right. Here's Nico Hunter, short corner, now backs in. Works, shoots, misses, but a foul inside on Chris Bryant, who was in for the first time. Bryant.
Chris Bryant is
first personal foul. Bryant is from Tallahassee. And Nico Hunter at the free throw line.
Yeah, when Nico caught that ball on the post up, he basically turned and showed ball to Bryant, and Bryant lifted up and leaned in. Nico went straight up, drew the foul.
Missed the front end. He'll have one more coming. Hunter with 10 first half points, leads the Raiders in scoring, and he misses both free throws, oddly enough.
Yes, because he's a very good shooter.
Gant on the rebound, works it into front court. Gant over to Moody. Moody dribbles to the right, pulls up, shoots over Hammonds. His shot no good. Offside rebound to Kelvin Penn, and a foul on Sean Jones, who put a forearm right in his stomach.
Yeah, Sean, once again, when he picks up his bad fouls, almost 99% of the time, it's because he has his hands in and not up.
First foul on Hammonds, or rather on Jones. First foul on the Raiders. It comes into Bertone, right side to Moody. Moody on the dribble, looks back to Pablo Bertone. Bertone, right side Moody, off the curl, three balls short. Rebound pulled away, Marcos Knight, out to Hammonds. Will he finish? Layup good.
That's the kind of pass we're looking for. Carey running after a little bit maybe of a deflection, and Marcos with a great pitch ahead to a streaking Carey Hammonds.
Raiders have scored 20 in a row. 40-24. Ball knocked out of bounds off the leg of Greg Gant. And Ray Centrone back in. Hammonds comes out. The last points for FAU came with 7:26 remaining in the first half.
Middle's ability to not only go deep in the bench but also switch players is really creating havoc for Florida Atlantic right now.
Right now it is about a 10-minute drought for FAU.
And they look tired too.
Here's Sean Jones, left side to Massey, goes baseline to Nico Hunter. The ball was kicked out of there by Bryant. So the Raiders will have it on the baseline. 2 o'clock women's game on Saturday, part of a doubleheader in Monroe, Louisiana. Dick Palmer on the air at 1:30 p.m. Central Time. Raiders get it in. Here's Marcos Knight battling down the lane. His five-footer is good.
Marcos basically sent a little message to Gant right there that I'm going to play 20 minutes here, big fella. You better step it up.
41-20, or make it 42-24. Raiders leading by 18. On the baseline, Bertone gets it to Penn, now to Gant. Works it left to Moody. Massey on him. Moody tries to dribble, and a foul on Massey. And again, Jerry Heater has not allowed the Raiders to play much defense tonight. Massey with his first, team second. They get it into Gant. His five-footer no good. Tip no good. Sean Jones with the rebound. Here comes Middle. They've got numbers. Knight. Back out to Centrone. Three ball. Yes, sir. Everybody loves Raymond.
You better believe it. And a great pass by Marcos Knight. And a guy that helped on the play was Nico Hunter, diving to the rim. Pulled the defense. Left Ray wide open for the three.
Middle by 21. Left side Bertone for three. Got it to go. And that breaks the streak. And it's back to an 18-point lead. And it is 45-27. Here's Massey. Back out now to Sean Jones. Centrone, three ball, too hard. Rebound pulled away. Kelvin Penn.
Absolute Penn. Right read. They tried to go underneath the screen there. He had a wide open look.
We'll get you some numbers on that very impressive run the Raiders were on. Gant misses a shot. Fouled by Bruce Massey. His second. third team foul here in the half. And a media break coming with 15:40 left in the game. Your score, Middle Tennessee 45 and FAU 27. Back after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
The Lingerer. Your after-hours guests have gone, except one random tag-along. So refuse to share your double XL steak nachos from Taco Bell. The triple portion of thick-cut juicy steak, melted cheese, and tons of toppings is a big clue saying, this is clearly enough for two, but there's clearly none for you. Get Taco Bell's new double XL steak nachos for fourth meal. Be abundantly clear and live Moss. For a limited time at participating locations, triple the steak compared to the 1.5-ounce portion steak taco.
Many serious illnesses can be caught by a regular doctor visit. Middle Tennessee Medical Center and the St. Thomas Health Network have partnered together to give you immediate access to the best care in the area by creating Middle Tennessee Medical Group. With two conveniently located patient offices, the physicians of Middle Tennessee Medical Group are dedicated to the health and well-being of families in Rutherford County and the surrounding communities.
To schedule an appointment, call 615-895-3233 or visit our website, middletennesseemedicalgroup.com.
WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
Fans, be sure to visit the Boulevard for great lunch and dinner specials located at the corner of East Main and Middle Tennessee Boulevard. The Boulevard is a Blue Raider fan's home away from home with plenty of big screen television featuring all the games you want to see.
As if the first half finish wasn't spectacular enough, we come right out of the locker room picking up where we left off. In that basically four-and-a-half-minute stretch, Middle Tennessee 4-5 from the floor, Florida Atlantic only 1-of-8.
Middle Tennessee ended the first half on a 16-0 run, started the second half on a 10-0 run, and obviously a 26-0 run during that time period. And the drought, by my calculations, which may be off a few seconds, 11 minutes and 11 seconds.
If our crowd had been standing for defense, we'd have been calling for reinforcements.
Gant hits a couple of free throws. He's got 14 now, 45-29. The lead is 16. Here's Tweedy Knight, right side shot, or pass knocked back outside. Started out as a shot, ended up as a pass. Gallman shot no good, and FAU with the rebound. Kelvin Penn pulls it down. We saw the Raiders with about a 15-point lead at South Alabama and saw it disintegrate down to two. Here's Baker out on top. Baker works left to Greg Gant. Gant on the dribble. Looks underneath. Instead goes to Bertoni on the left wing. Bertoni dribbles it. Gets it over now to Bryant. Bryant hands it off to Gant. Nine on the shot clock. Making some room. Gant down the lane. Now back outside. Works it to Baker. And a charging foul on Kevin Baker. His first, team's fourth. And Middle Tennessee defended for about 33 seconds right there. And then gets the charge.
Absolutely right. Gallman in a perfect location. And he really paid for that one because he absolutely just got steamrolled. But defensively, Gant has found very little work room out there. Every time he's put it on the floor, we have collected to make him get rid of that ball.
Well, Gant popped off in the newspaper about how he could not be guarded. So we'll see. Here's an illegal screen on Jock Rozier.
If I looked at our defensive stats, I don't think I'd want to poke the bear.
Exactly.
Because there hasn't been a team out there that we haven't been able to guard.
Stephon Moody back in. Raiders going with Gallman, Tweedy Knight, Ray Cintron, Rozier, and JT Salton now. Here's Moody into front court. Moody on the dribble, left side, gets it over to Chris Bryant. Bryant, gangly, gets it back to Moody. Now Gant. Gant on the dribble, backs out. Raiders guard him. Work it to Baker. 12 on the shot clock. Baker back to Moody now. Moody tries to go down the lane. He's cut off. Now works back right. Turnaround. Fall away. 17-footer is good. And all you can say is congratulations.
Yes, nice job.
He's got 14, and now FAU has scored six in a row. And the lead is down to 14, 45-31. Centrone, right side, back out now to Sultan. Shoots a set shot from 18 feet that's good.
Nice little pick and reverse roll there. He sets the screen baseline side and then slides back. Ray finds him. JT didn't really have his feet set, but had his shoulders squared.
Moody in the front court. In front of the FAU bench now with 13 and a half minutes to go. And it's 47-31. Baseline, Chris Bryant tries to go in against JT Sultan. Took away the baseline. Sultan blocked the shot. Tips the rebound out to Tweedy Knight. Here come the Blue Raiders. Knight blasts down the lane. Goes all the way off the glass. No good. Sultan, the offensive board, sticks it up. No good. Rebound there. Tipped away. Moody has it. And a foul will be called on Ray Centrone as he put Moody on the floor.
Chip, these are important minutes for a large majority of this group on the floor. If you'll remember right, this was the group that got Mass substituted for in the first half that let a little bit of a lead sort of go away very quickly. So they need to respond in kind in this second half.
Centrone with his first foul, fifth team foul. Ball comes in to Greg Gant, 13 minutes to go. Gant into front court. And fouled from behind is Kelvin Penn, and Jock Rozier got him. Raiders will send in Jason Jones, and Jock Rozier will come out.
Yeah, the last thing you want to do when you've got a team that is struggling to score is get them to the free throw line. Florida Atlantic in particular, number one in our conference at 74%. Let's make them earn it.
Moody whips it back left side to Madison. Madison nowhere to go. Gets the pass back outside to Baker. Now left side to Moody. Moody, crossover dribble, lost it, picked it up. Now tries to go inside against Knight. Drives on the floor for a loose ball, and Ray Centrone ties him up. The Raiders get it on the alternate possession, and Moody just about lost his balance twice in that play.
He sure did. To have the ability to even maintain the dribble was pretty special, but basically just had nowhere to go. Middle Tennessee's perimeter defenders just collecting at all points on the ball.
Raiders will have the ball after the alternate possession. Twelve and a half minutes to go. Middle Tennessee by 16, 47-31. Tweedy Knight into front court. Works it to JT Sultan. Sultan out to Tweedy Knight. Knight to Centrone in the corner. Centrone drives in, dumps it off to Sultan. Back to Centrone for three. Shot rattled, wouldn't go. Rebound pulled away by Moody.
Boy, that's a tough break because that's a great feed the post and relocate shot by Ray after coming off the staggers.
Baker, give and go underneath to Moody for a lay-in. He's got 16, and he's quite creative.
You can see why that guy's a parade All-American, very much like Gant, offensive-minded and can score in a lot of ways.
He's smoother than Gant.
I think he'd win more horse battles.
I do, too. Here's Gallman. Looks to the right side, goes to Centrone. Centrone to the top of the key, looks left, goes to Gallman. Puts down the dribble, drives in the lane, hop, skip, and a jump. Shot blocked. Rebound pulled away by Moody. Gallman got in there where he didn't need to be.
Yeah, tough place to finish in there.
Moody at the hash mark on the right side. Massey, Marcos Knight, Nico Hunter all off the bench. Out of the corner, Gant misses a three. Rebound tipped away by Tweedy Knight, and he fouled Penn from behind. I think it's going to be on Tweedy. Or Gallman?
I thought he called Gallman.
Yes, it is on James Gallman. That'll be his first foul. Timeout on the floor, 11:16 remaining. Your score, Middle Tennessee 47, FAU 33. Back after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Guys, you wouldn't send someone else to a jewelry store to pick out a diamond for the woman you love. The only way to know the quality is to see the diamonds yourself. At Shane Company, our diamond buyers also have to see the diamonds firsthand. That's why they go to the diamond cutters in Antwerp, Tel Aviv, and Mumbai and handpick the diamonds with the most sparkle from within each grade. Because we buy so many diamonds, negotiate hard, and pay cash, we get the best prices. Most other jewelers buy their diamonds sight unseen from middlemen and are forced to pass those markups on to their customers. See what your money buys elsewhere, then come to Shane Company for a diamond that sparkles beautifully and a price that will amaze you.
Shane Company, direct diamond importers in Franklin, just west of I-65 at Cool Springs Boulevard. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at shaneco.com.
The home of the Blue Raiders, WGNS, AM-FM, online.
Well, fans, if the Raiders win, you win. If you're here in the arena, you can take your ticket stub to any Rutherford County Sonic location and receive a free item with purchase. The offer is good for 48 hours after each home win. If you don't have a ticket stub and you're listening online tonight or on the radio, you can go to GoBlueRaiders.com. After the game, if the Raiders win, print off that coupon and you'll have 48 hours to use it for a free item with purchase.
Middle Tennessee still getting it done on the defensive end, holding Florida Atlantic to 11 of 28, shooting 39%. Florida Atlantic still only 2 of 7 from the three-point line, and Middle Tennessee has forced 13 Florida Atlantic turnovers.
Raiders had 3 turnovers in a 3-possession stretch, Kyle, but for the game they have only 7, so they've taken care of it pretty well. Free throw by Kevin Baker is good, and Baker is a 64% shooter on this team that, as you mentioned, shoots 74 as a unit. That cuts the lead to 13. Second free throw is good, cuts it to 12, 47-35. And when the Raiders had a 21-point lead since then, it has been FAU on an 8-2 run. Foul is on Baker there, his second, team's fifth. Bruce Massey into front court, works to Ray Cintron. Now left side to Marcos Knight. Knight on the dribble between the circles, goes right corner to Bruce Massey. He'll roll into the lane, teardrop it up there from 6 and score it. He's as good as I've ever seen with that shot.
He likes that teardrop, doesn't he?
It just kind of extends out of his arm.
Reminds me a little bit of that shot Randy Henry used to take.
49-35, middle back by 14, 10:39 to go. Hand off there to Moody, goes down the lane, kicks the ball off his right foot, picked up by Gant. Gant goes baseline, spins off the glass, and scores.
Yeah, he drove to his right side, which basically is his setup to come back right shoulder, left side. Nice little spin move there by Gant.
49-37, lead cut back to 12 again, and FAU shows a little zone, 1-2-2. Right side, there's Knight to Massey. Cintron, now Marcos Knight, left wing. Cintron on top to Marcos Knight. Skip pass over into the corner to Massey. Back to Cintron. Cintron free throw line. Massey to Marcos Knight out of the corner. His three is missed. The rebound pulled away by FAU. They've got a chance to get it into single digits. Moody into front court. 49-37 Middle Tennessee. 9:43 to go. Here's a steal by Massey. Stepped in front of the pass. 2-on-1. Marcos Knight finishes strong with a layup.
Not much guesswork there by Marcos. Gets the pass from Bruce. Goes to the rim.
Back to 14. Great instincts by Massey on the play.
Yeah, turnovers again. A problem for Florida Atlantic. Middle Tennessee taking advantage in the points off turnover category.
9:22 remaining. 51-37. Blue Raiders by 14. Here's Moody on the right side. Dumps it into Penn. Knight guarding him, shoots, misses, rebound tipped out. Penn got it back, or did he? There's a scrum in the lane, and it'll be a jump ball and goes to FAU with 9:03 remaining.
Yeah, Ray kept that ball alive, and JT was heading out of town before he should have there. You've got to secure the ball before you run.
Raiders bring in Hammonds, Nico Hunter, and Sean Jones. Salton, Cintron, and Jason Jones all go to the bench.
So your starting lineup for Middle Tennessee is back on the floor.
9:03 remaining. FAU's ball. Kevin Baker to inbound, and it comes into Kelvin Penn. Penn looks for a cutter. Back out now to Gant. Right side, Moody. Moody at the hash mark. Puts down the left-handed dribble, pulls up, shoots from 15, too hard. Off the back rim, Hammonds had the ball knocked away, picked up by Sean Jones, and a foul on him, as it will be Andre Madison who clipped him as Sean Jones tried to come up with a loose basketball.
Yeah, Madison basically wrong place, wrong time. They missed the initial foul on Baker, and when the ball went rolling in front of Sean and he went down to pick it up, that's when Madison basically cut his feet out from under him.
8:42 left. Raiders into front court with a 14-point lead. Hammonds around a screen goes baseline to Nico Hunter, and Pablo Bertoni had to grab him or Hunter was going to come wide open.
Yeah, Middle Tennessee setting double ball screens there, and basically what you saw was a Florida Atlantic switch which left Bertoni on Nico Hunter. There was no question where that ball was going inside. Bertoni just decided to foul before the play took place.
Madison goes out. Jordan McCoy, who started the game, is back in. Nico Hunter at the line for the Blue Raiders after the foul on Bertoni, which was his second and the seventh on the team. Both teams have seven.
That's Hunter, more like it, Nico.
Yeah, Nico had a trip where he missed two free throws in the first half, but came back and looked good there. He's got 11 in the game to lead Middle Tennessee in scoring. Nico hit them both. He's got a dozen. 8:35 remaining. 53-37. Moody and Gant have 32 of FAU's 37 points, and each of them has 16.
Same song, different verse, right?
Moody driving left all the way in, dumps it off, and the Raiders intercept the pass. And again, Massey in front. Gets it down to Hammonds. His shot no good, but a foul on the way in, and we'll check it on FAU. Kelvin Penn will draw the foul. Can't be Penn. He's not in there. Yes, he is. His third, 18 foul, and Kerry Hammonds to the line.
Well, the foul was actually on Gant. They didn't call it, and you can see that Gant really doesn't like to put a whole lot of effort out on the defensive end.
Well, I'm not sure. I'd like to see again who they did call it on. It was announced that it was on Penn, but he was nowhere near the play.
The foul's on Gant.
They did call it on Gant. Mm-hmm. His second.
Yeah, Florida Atlantic, when they turn the ball over, which they do quite often, their defensive transition, their commitment to getting back is just not what it needs to be. And it allows for teams like us that after you get a steal or a turnover to really push the ball down their throat.
Hammonds misses the second free throw, and it's 54-37. Raiders with a 17-point lead. Hammonds out guarding Greg Gant. Gant puts down the dribble, works to the middle of the floor. Gant, right side, Bertoni, shoots a three, misses. Rebound offside goes to the Blue Raiders. Nico Hunter got it out to Marcos Knight. Knight quickly into front court, slows things down, gets it back to Nico, left side, Massey. Massey on the dribble, looks toward the baseline, goes there to Sean Jones. Jones back out now to Kerry Hammonds. To Nico Hunter, lob underneath to Sean Jones, through his hands and right to Bertoni. Massey tried to poke the ball away. Bertoni drives in, and that will be a blocking foul on Hunter, and he was moving over in front of the driving Bertoni.
Yeah, that's the correct call.
18 foul on the Blue Raiders. 7:29 remaining in the game. Timeout on the floor. It's Middle Tennessee 54. Florida Atlantic 37. Back after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Hey, Blue Raider fans, get fired up for the big game with delicious bunny bread and bunny buns. With its distinctive, fresh taste and its wholesome complex carbohydrates, Bunny gives you the natural energy and nutrition you need to cheer on the Blue Raiders to a victory. Get ready for the big game by picking up a bag of Bunny today. Bunny bread, an official corporate partner of Blue Raider Athletics.
That's what I said, Bunny Bread.
Embassy Suites is the perfect place for getaways for the whole family or a romantic weekend for two. Our Gateway Grill restaurant is open for lunch, serving your favorite soups, salads, and sandwiches. And for dinner, handcrafted appetizers, a selection of contemporary entrees, and delectable desserts. The restaurant also features two private dining rooms that are perfect for any intimate gathering. Call Embassy Suites at 615-890-4464 and ask about special room packages today.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS.
.57 Middle Tennessee with a 17-point lead. 7:29 remaining in this game. I want to remind you, Mr. B's Express Car Wash supports Blue Raider Athletics and invites you to their location at the corner of Clark and Memorial for the absolute best car wash experience in Murfreesboro. Join the Unlimited Car Wash Club, and you get as many washes as you want every month. Remember, the vacuums are always free at Mr. B's.
Chip, I really like our numbers at this point in the game. Florida Atlantic, 4 assists and 15 turnovers. Middle Tennessee has converted those turnovers into a 21-9 advantage.
Bertone misses 2 free throws, and the Raiders get the rebound. Nico Hunter moves into front court. Gets it to Massey, right side Marcos Knight. Knight looks back door, wasn't there. Hunter, left side Massey against Moody. Here's Hammonds on top now, 7:10 to go. Hammonds, left side, works it over to Bruce Massey. Massey, Sean Jones now on the block, works against Sakelja, turns, goes up, shoots it up there, no good. Rebound pulled away by Moody. Sean got two robotic on that. Moody goes all the way. Nobody cut him off, and he had a layup.
Never stopped the ball. They came down in a 3-on-2, and one of the cardinal sins of defense, you got to stop the ball.
54-39. Lead is 15. Here's Massey right side. Shoots it, misses. Rebound tip. Nico Hunter chases it down. Johnny on the spot.
Yeah, we're very fortunate to get an offensive rebound there. That was not the type of shot we were looking for.
Marcos Knight on the right wing, drives down with the left hand, all the way in, layup good, and Sakelja could not stay with him.
Absolutely not. They really struggle, Florida Atlantic does, handling ball screens. When Marco came off and saw Sakelja standing there, his eyes lit up.
56-39, 6:10 to go. Right baseline, here's Gant going against Marcos Knight. Turns and shoots over Knight and scores.
That shows you how tough he can be in a post-up because he shows you baseline and you take that away and then he hits a step back. Then if you push out on him, he drives it right back to his right shoulder.
56-41. Left side, here's Hammonds back to Hunter. Over to Marcos Knight on the right wing. Knight. Just a step inside the three-point line, rips it.
Once again, the ball screen. You've got Sakelja at 7 foot being matched up with Marcos. That's just not going to work.
Timeout, FAU, 5:34 remaining. We'll take a timeout here. 58-41, Middle Tennessee leads by 17. Back after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
The state of denial is a drag and a trial. When I bought my cheap insurance, should have known this day would come. Now I've had an accident and I'm feeling quite alone. Called them at least 20 times, but they won't pick up the phone. Without personal service, my policy's kind of worthless. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In Shelbyville, call Deb Insel. And in Woodbury, call Mitch Wilson.
Customers come to Kroger because they know they'll get the best quality and the best price.
I shop at Kroger because the prices are awesome.
It's no secret to Kroger customers. Just look for the yellow tags for savings in every aisle.
The yellow tags, they help and they make a difference.
You can find yellow tags everywhere.
At Kroger, you can find a good selection, but at a better price than you can find just about anywhere else.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
Shopping here saves us tons of money.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Well, take one class or earn your entire degree online. Find out more about online learning opportunities at mtsuonline.com. MTSU Online, a world of possibilities.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that Florida Atlantic's struggling like they are in ball screen defense. It's a pretty obvious offensive move on our part to bring Sakelja out and have him have to hedge. Florida Atlantic with no clue how to deal with that.
58-41, Middle Tennessee by 17. Here in front court comes Greg Gant. Gant, right side, gets it over to Trapp. Trapp back to Baker off the curl. His three no good. Pinn with the offensive board. Spins in the lane, hooks it up there wildly, and it goes in.
Yeah, that's about all Pinn brings to the table offensively, his offensive boards, but he got one there in the putback.
Marcos Knight backs out. Pinn pushed him out. Knight looks to drive. Pinn trying to steal it. And a timeout called by Kermit Davis. A rare offensive timeout.
Yeah, you don't see those very often. He saw something that he didn't like. One of the things that did surprise me was with the ball screen, you had a switch again, a pin on Marcos Knight. That is almost as bad as Sakelja on Knight. I thought Marcos would drive him, but was waiting for the ball screen. That never showed up.
Well, classes do not start back here at Middle Tennessee until Monday. And so that does cut into your student crowd, but one group of dedicated students up in the crowd tonight with lime green shirts on, that's all the residence hall RAs tonight.
I just thought they were sporting the colors of the Kermites.
Yeah, that's right. Raiders with the ball. They work it, slip screen to Nico Hunter. Oh, his shot got blocked out of there. Rebound picked up by Marcos Knight. Back to Bruce Massey. 10 on the shot clock. Massey drives, whips it baseline to Nico, and he couldn't handle it. Pass goes out of bounds and a turnover gives it back to FAU.
Well, I saw what Bruce saw, and basically that pass maybe just a little bit behind Nico, but still great look.
And Marcos Knight, great effort here to save the ball.
No question.
4:35 to go. Raiders in the lead by 15. And the gaudy stat that Middle Tennessee has when they lead with 5 minutes to go under Kermit Davis are 169-14. There's a three made by Gant, and Marcos Knight fouled him on it.
Yes, he sure did. And Gant, again, that catch-and-shoot guy, he came off the staggers on the weak side, just jumps and drills it. Great range.
Gant, near his average, he has 21 with that made three, and Knight with his third foul. And Gant with a chance at a four-point play.
Well, Gant's going to take his shots. I mean, that's one of the things that you're not going to be able to do is to shut him out. What you want to do is basically what we've done up to this point and really make him labor for looks.
Getting some moisture wiped up over there.
But Chip, that's only his third three-point field goal attempt. He normally averages seven, knocks down three. He really hasn't had, that's the best look he's had all night long.
Looking for his 22nd point, and Gant hits the free throw. 58-47, and the lead is now 11 again.
Yeah, they just keep hanging around.
Raiders with the ball. Here's Hammonds. Back out now to Bruce Massey. High post. They go to Nico Hunter. Handoff to Massey going right, and a foul on Chris Bryant.
Yeah, middle running their handoff play from the horn set, and it's very, very difficult for that post player when you have Massey coming off of the handoff as hard as he does, and it puts Bryant and any other post player, for that matter, in a really tough location.
So Bruce Massey goes to the line. Massey is 71% free throw shooter for middle. He's got 9 points tonight. Free throw good by Massey. He's got 10. South Alabama leading second half at Louisiana Lafayette, 46-37. Little Rock with 8.5 minutes to go, leading North Texas, 50-44. FIU leading at Arkansas State, 44-41, 12.5 minutes to go. And a final, Troy beats Louisiana Monroe, 64-55 in Troy. Raiders hit one out of two, 59-47, back to a 12-point lead. They go baseline to Gant. Gant one-on-one with Tweedy Knight, fakes, shoots, misses, and a foul on Tweedy Knight. I don't know what's so irresistible about Gant's head fake, but he has gotten our guys in the air all night long.
He gets it done, doesn't he?
Media timeout with 3:49 remaining. 59-47, middle by 12. Free throws for FAU coming up after this timeout from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Each month, the Pepsi Refresh Project awards up to $1.3 million in refresh grants. Anyone can submit, anyone can vote. Your choice makes a difference. Which means that every time you drink a Pepsi, you do more than refresh yourself. You refresh the world. So the next time you're standing in front of a soda machine debating between this cola and that cola, choose the cola that hooked up music students in Spokane with a new set of instruments. When you're reaching into a cooler full of ice at your buddy's barbecue, choose the soda that gave every graduating senior at Nottoway Valley High a scholarship. If you're feeling indecisive in the soda aisle, choose Pepsi, and you might be helping an apparel company make a t-shirt that can change the world. Go to refresheverything.com and find out how your choice can make a difference. The Pepsi Refresh Project. Every Pepsi refreshes the world.
It's MTSU Sports on WGNS.
Coming up in our postgame show tonight, we'll be selecting the Built Ford Tough Player of the Game, brought to you by your Middle Tennessee Ford dealers. Visit MidSouthFord.com for all Ford makes and models. Ford, go further. 3:49 remaining here in Middle Tennessee, leading by 12 at FAU. Continuing to get opportunities with the clock not running. And Greg Gant up there already with 22 points tonight. He's got two shots coming here. First one's good.
Well, again, you can see why he's such a hard guy to defend, because he can score from so many areas on the floor and just has a lot of different moves and looks to his game.
Missed the second one. Rebound by Massey. 59-48, so it is an 11-point lead with 3:45 to go. Raiders need a bucket here to break this tide that's been coming from FAU. Here's Cintrone, right side, gets it to Massey. 18 on the shot clock. Massey works around a torn Walker screen. Now Walker backs in. Massey to Nico Hunter, left side carry Hammonds. 10 on the shot clock. Hammonds goes baseline. Looks to get rid of it. Ball kicked out of bounds by FAU. And the Raiders will have 5 on the shot clock as they bring it in from the toughest place in the gym to bring it in, that deep corner.
Yeah, we missed a great opportunity there. We had Baker, a 6'1 freshman, guarding Torin Walker, and just did not get it inside on the switch from Florida Atlantic.
And it'll be Massey who will bring the pass in. Looking for Cintrone. Got it to him. Ray around a screen, takes a long shot, missed it off the rim, and the rebound goes to Gant. 3:13 remaining, and it's just an 11-point lead for the Blue Raiders.
Yeah, we're not out of the water yet.
Here's Bryant handing it off to Kevin Baker. Now trap, right side Gant. Gant driving, stopping, shooting, missing. Rebound there, Torin Walker. That's a big rebound. Out to Massey, to Nico Hunter, driving, missing a layup, and FAU getting the rebound. Trap, out to Gant, back to Trap, fires a long three, got it.
Yep, you could see that one coming, Chip. He's right in line with us, and here again we have a chance to make a wide open layup and don't get it done. They come down, bury a three, and they've cut it to 8.
8-point game, timeout Kermit Davis, 2:27 remaining. And FAU stuck in this thing and weathered a huge storm and now have themselves back within 3 possessions of being in the lead.
Yeah, and they're doing it with a really unique lineup. You don't see Moody out on the floor at all unless they are getting ready to put him in during this timeout. So they've got Baker on the floor, they've got Trapp on the floor, and then Gant, and then their inside guys, which don't score anyway, and they're the ones that are sawing this lead down.
And I was about to say, on the previous possession before Trapp made the three, well, it doesn't really matter who the other three are out there as long as Moody and Gant are there. But it's Trapp who hits the big shot there.
Well, he doesn't take a lot of shots and needs a lot of space. And unfortunately, in that transition situation, he got all the space he wanted, and he knocked the bottom out.
Been a 10-3 run for FAU to pull within 8 points. Here's Cintron on the left wing. Cintron gets it back out to Marcos Knight. Knight backs out. Now works left, goes all the way in, backwards layup, good by Marcos Knight.
What a tough play by Marcos.
Back to double digits, a 61-51 lead. Left side, there's Trapp on top to Kelvin Penn. They work it over to Kevin Baker. Baker to Gant, right side, 1:45 remaining. Gant driving against Marcos Knight. Backing him in. Double team. They get it out to Kelvin Penn at the free throw line. Now down the lane comes Baker. His runner's no good. And a big rebound for Nico Hunter.
Huge rebound by Nico Hunter. And went over and double teamed Gant to force the ball to be passed away.
Massey into front court. Works it over to Marcos Knight. Knight to Cintron. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Raiders don't have to shoot until there's about a minute to go, and Kelvin Penn will put him at the free throw line as he hedged out defensively.
Yeah, the ball screens have not been the friend of Florida Atlantic. They basically have been unable to defend that strategy all night long.
Middle Tennessee will fly out tomorrow, heading to Monroe, play on Saturday afternoon, and then bus home. And a big week coming up next week.
They just keep getting bigger.
Yep. 61-51, middle by 10, Cintron at the line. Free throw good by Ray. Cintron with six in the game. Here's Moody back in. Where's he been?
I'm not sure. I'm just looking over the Florida Atlantic bench trying to figure out their strategy, because with 1:10 left, down 11, soon to be 12, that's a really unique time to insert him.
Free throw missed, 62-51, middle by 11.
Kiss of death there, Chip.
Exactly. Left side, here's Moody. 1 minute to go. Back out to Penn, over to Trapp. His long three is no good. Rebound pulled off by Bruce Massey. 52 seconds to go. And here come the Blue Raiders into front court. Middle Tennessee trying to pick up win number 13. And number 5 in the Sun Belt. Marcos Knight hands it off to Cintron. 40 seconds to go. 20 on the shot clock. FAU needs to foul. Middle gets it to Cintron. And a timeout called by Middle with 34 seconds to go. And 16 seconds left on the shot clock. Fans want to remind you of a brand new promotion, the Blue Raider Fan Cave promotion. Brought to you by Intersource and DirecTV. Go to the GoBlueRaiders.com website, scroll about halfway down, click on the Intersource button. You could win a fan cave just in time for postseason play, a flat-screen television, and a year of DirecTV service, compliments of Intersource. So go and enter early and enter often. We'll be selecting a winner and announcing that winner at the final home game against Louisiana Monroe on February 23rd.
A pretty good deal, Chip.
Yes, it is. And if you just want to go ahead and get Intersource or get to DirecTV, Intersource is your local Intersource retailer, and they can give you the national product with a local feel. 34 seconds to go. Middle Tennessee leading by 11. Western Kentucky has the night off in the league tonight. They play FAU on Saturday in Bowling Green. So Middle Tennessee will have it. 16 seconds left on the shot clock. Marcos Knight will inbound the ball. It comes to Nico Hunter. Hunter gets it back to Bruce Massey. Is FAU going to foul? Under 30 seconds to go, and it's an 11-point game. Massey's going to drive here, drop up there, tipped in by Nico Hunter, but they're going to call it offensive goaltending.
Well, regardless, that is one heck of an effort by Nico Hunter.
22 seconds to go. Here's Gann. See if he's got an 11-point shot in his arsenal.
He might.
Gant spinning, shooting, missing. Rebound tipped, picked up by Bryant. Tried to get it back up there in a jump ball.
Call a foul.
Oh, they called a foul on Bruce Massey with 9.7 seconds to go. His third. Chris Bryant at the line. Javier Lacunza to check in for FAU, as well as Kevin Baker. Two shots coming, though, for Bryant. FAU is going to drop to 8-9 overall, 3-3 in league play. Bryant hits the free throw, and his first point of the night. Lacunza and Baker in. Gant goes out, and Penn goes out.
Well, we talked about FAU being the two losses in the loss column. They certainly come on this road trip, would like to get a split. But, boy, if you lose two, as they might on Saturday night to Western, that really makes it a tough road trip.
5 seconds to go. The clock counts down. About to hit triple zeros, and Middle Tennessee wins it tonight by a score of 62-52. Over the FAU Owls, the Raiders now 13-4 overall, 5-1 in Sun Belt Conference play. Stay tuned for the first Tennessee postgame show coming up after this timeout from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.